What up? Welcome to another episode of the Dealer Talk Podcast. New season, doing things a little bit different this time around. So bear with us while we get acclimated to our new setup here. We have a fantastic guest today, Mr. Smit Shaw from Simple Recon. I definitely couldn't think of a better topic to start off the new season. Smit, what up, dude? How are you, man?
Good, Herb. How's everything, man?
It's good, dude. Finally, we've been trying to put this thing together for a minute. And here,
yes, sir.
Today is the day.
Yep.
Yeah, I know we connected a few months back, right at the end of our last season, and we just needed to take a break, man. It was we did like a lot of podcasting back to back, which is outside of the norm for us. And now we're back at it. So happy to kick things off with you, my friend.
Looking forward to it.
Right on. So before we get started, I just want to give a couple shout outs really quick to a couple different folks. First of all, Four Eyes, our sponsor. If you're not using Four Eyes, you're missing out. It's not because they sponsor the show, but it's a fantastic product. Now they have their UDP program, or their Unified Data Platform, which is amazing. Heard a lot of great things about it. And as I've been talking about in previous episodes, like, we are in an alternative based market, and their program, their main or their core program, works wonders for that specific reason. It allows you to connect your potential customers with inventory that they could potentially be interested in, based on some intelligent data and things that customers are doing on the website. So make sure to click the link in the show notes to get your 60-day free trial, folks. They let you test out the product, which is another thing that I absolutely love about Four Eyes. Another couple shout-outs. Terry Mack, managing partner of XDC. JT and Bailey Thompson, thank you so much. From AMG, by the way, Automotive Marketing Gurus. Fantastic team, fantastic company. Thank you so much for your contributions for our Fill a Card event, which we just completed last weekend. We had a goal of helping four families for the Thanksgiving season, and thanks to their contribution, we were able to help 11 families for this Thanksgiving season. So super thankful to you guys for helping us out with that initiative. And yeah, if you're interested in our Fill a Card initiative, if you want to get involved, go to our website to the Fill a Cart link under the About Us section, and find out more about the ways that you can get involved if you choose to do so. All right, dude. So we kick things off here with an intro. So tell us about you.
All right. So, I'm the founder and CEO of Simple Recon. We are a process management solution. Been around for over 8 years, focus on all aspects of process management within the dealership. And with the way the market is today, you know, with inventory prices being where they are, it's becoming all the more important to get cars to frontline faster.
Yeah, so, no, for sure. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to kick things off with you, is because I think there's a couple interesting things happening in the market. Of course, we're seeing a little bit of contraction. Well, I don't know if that's necessarily the case. Like, I know that things are perhaps in decline, but, you know, for the stores that I consult with and the people that I'm talking to, you know, they're still moving a lot of inventory. They still have a lot of interest. Digitally speaking, I'm still seeing website traffic that's either at the same par or in excess of last year. And I also see the same thing with lead volume. So, you know, but I definitely understand where some of the concerns are at. But How does what you guys do play into the current situation that we're in right now? Like, for somebody that might potentially, let's say a decision maker is listening to this podcast, what would you say is the main thing that your tool can help in the current conditions that we have right now? And potentially, if things do get, you know, I'm not trying to be doom and gloom guy here, but if things do get a little bit worse in the months to come, how can they leverage what you do to kind of offset any downside?
And that's a perfect question, right? So, well, when we talk about, like, you know, inventory turns, right? Everybody knows 60-day turn, like, that's a given. So then when you look at that and then you think about, well, out of the 60 days, if my car is sitting in recon for 2-3 weeks in some cases, right? So what's going on? Why is it taking 3 weeks? Now, the challenge there is today, dealers don't have a good way of tracking. Like, there's processes of the yin yang for, you know, lead management. There's way too many things for CSI follow-ups. There's nothing really much in terms of tracking inventory as it's going through recon. And the unfortunate reason is because it doesn't show up as an expense anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. So a dealer who's selling 100 cars a month, with the way things are today, it's costing them over $1 million a year in holding cost, okay? But none, it doesn't show up as a line item in any of their statements, so they're not looking at it. What Simple Recon does is it helps monitor progress. So if you say, you know, I want my car to be, let's say, done from service in 3 days or done with detail in 24 hours, so we can set that up, we can monitor that, we can automate the follow-ups. So when your used car manager and your service managers are fighting, saying it's not me, it's you, well, look at the data. Today, that data does not exist, and we provide that data for them. And also, like I said, you know, automating the communications, the follow-ups, so they can have those data-driven discussions and figure out where the bottlenecks are, and then, of course, resolve them.
So in your, like, with the data that you see for multiple dealers using your solution, can you, and this might be a question that we need to evolve here, but can you tell where we're spending the most time? Can you tell where the biggest bottleneck, or do you have some sort of correlation between all the stores that are using the platform to say, like, hey, these two sections right now is where dealerships are losing the most amount of time? Because, and let me expand on that, because what I notice is I have a lot of dealers right now, dude, that their days to front line is like 20 plus days, right? Which is an insane amount of time. I remember, you know, just from my Auto Trader days and just being a rep, how the kind of like the pitch was always like, hey, you know, try to get your cars on the front line in 3 days or something like that, 7 days tops. And now we're talking about, and I don't know, maybe this is just something unique to the area where I work or the dealerships that I consult with, but 20 plus days, man, seems like an insane amount of time.
And I'm going to tell you, if they're running a report anywhere, it's not going to say 20 days, because a lot of times, so there's different places where they lose days, right? So one is transport, which even today dealers are not tracking, right? So we're working on partnering with shippers that would then help us track inventory as it's being shipped even, right? So shipping is one. Well, let me take a step back to answer your first question. If there is a generalized statement, so 8 years ago when I started doing it, I thought, why is each dealership different? Like, why can't they all do it the same way? And what I learned very quickly was it's even within the group, even within the same brands within the group, the process can be different.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? And it's also because of how they decide to run their process, what people or departments do they keep in house, what they do, you know, outside vendors coming in, and
yeah,
what they,
but, you know, I mean, not to cut you off, but I just, you bring something that I just want to get out here, and that's, dude, so even the UCM buys differently, right? Like, some people, like, which is my preferred, which would be my recommendation, is to buy every day. If you sell 10 cars today, you should buy 10 cars tomorrow. But some used car managers wait and they buy in bulk, right? And so that, and if you have a system that already has potentials to bottleneck, and then you shove 20, 30 units all at once, I mean, that just kind of makes that situation a whole lot worse. I don't know, but when you were talking about the difference in processes, that's something that I've noticed as well, that just, it kind of blows my mind. So anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, you're right. See, so there is still a technician shortage, right? And then the service managers are fighting between, do I do internal, you know, dealer pay or customer pay? What work do I take on? Right. And then if you get them 10 cars one day, they're not going to sit idle for those 10 cars to arrive. And that was, again, going to my earlier comment about shipping, because even the used car managers or the buyers don't communicate when those cars will be delivered, right? So the used car manager doesn't know enough to tell the service director, hey, you're going to have cars coming in today, plan your work accordingly. You know, so that's it, that whole, you know, process is broken in terms of talking to each other. So we had a store that I was talking to yesterday, and we were doing an exploratory call with them. And the question when we were talking to them was, how are your technicians doing because of the shortage and everything else? And they're like, you know what? We're fine on staffing. Our issue is communication between departments. It has nothing to do with, you know, resources. So for them, it was more about, you know, they sent an estimate and it did not get reviewed or approved, and it sat there for 3 days, you know. And wow. Then the service department got busy with customer work or other cars. And now when the used car manager says, okay, let's do it, they don't have people to do it. Yeah. So now it's going to be another 3 days before they can get the car done. So you just lost 6 days in communication when that should have been more of like 2 to 3 days at most. Right?
Yeah, that's so such a key point. That happens so often at the dealership. And I've had people on the podcast before, and somebody described it perfectly, said like, the departments at a dealership are like these separate islands, right? And the only time you go to the other island is when it's on fire. And that's when you go and try to like, okay, what's going on over here? So that's such a key comment that you're making there, because think about it. I mean, we know that we have issues with acquiring inventory. We know that we have issues with acquiring parts. We know that there's all these things that are outside factors that are completely outside of our control. Yet the one thing, or one of the things that we can control, we're also kind of fumbling that. And so that just makes a problem that we have worse. I mean, let's say that you do have a 20-day delay in transport for whatever reason, or you have a part that isn't going to be available for X amount of days. And on top of that, you throw things like this that could be easily managed. And it just, yeah, man, that's also why there's a lot of upside too, because, and I mean, this is going to sound like a commercial, but it's not. I mean, I'm not getting paid. Smith is not paying me anything to say this, folks. But that's why a system like Simple Recon could help, because, you know, I used to be a service manager, and I remember all that stuff. I don't know now. I know that there's other companies out there, and technology has you know, increased a lot since 2008 when I left the service side of things. But everything was done with an Excel spreadsheet. It was just very, manual is the best way that I can describe it. It was just a very manual process. And so the inability to, you know, like to have technology that can alert you, and that, you know, it could kind of keep your whole operation in check was obviously a big opportunity for improvement. I don't know what you're seeing now, but any thoughts on that?
Funny you mentioned Excel files. I'll tell you, those are the good ones that use an Excel file. So they are ahead. Like, you know, if you ask me, categorize customers, you know, that use Simple Recon or that move to Simple Recon, a lot of them were like smaller operations, they just remember everything. So it's somebody, you know, just remembering where everything is, and then God forbid they fall sick. You know, good luck. You know, like I had a store I was talking to. They're like, dude, what happens when that, you know, that guy goes on vacation? And he's like, he's still working. He answers his phone calls. So we don't have to worry about it. You know. So an Excel file, if you ask me, is a whole lot better than that, right? Like,
sure. But if the Excel file is in your desktop and you don't share it with anybody else, what is it? You know what I mean? Like, that's why I make the play for tech, because the technology allows you to kind of streamline your operation, and that can save you time. And right now, every single day that you save is that's your biggest competitive advantage right now, because everybody's in the same boat. We can't get cars. We have the interest rate situation, the strike. We have all these things, right? And the things that you can control are the speed in which you can deliver the inventory, right? And so, I mean, I think that's a crucial component right now. In my opinion, it's being overlooked.
Yeah, and that's where, right? So we're working on making sure that we communicate when necessary. We notify employees and vendors alike when things fall behind. We bring it to managers' attention when needed. So, you know, we're also, our big focus is to restrict or reduce the amount of touches we do inside the dealership. So when they do get a notification from us, they know it's important, right? So don't overkill it, but do it enough to where it's necessary. And that's been our focus.
So let's talk about that, because that one, I'm curious. Like, how many of the dealerships that you have on your solution do you see the GM involved in that process, like notification wise, using the system? Or is it something that's more for the service managers, used car managers? Like, I'm just curious to get your take on how involved you see the general managers at the store that have the technology that they can log in and look at the information and kind of manage their inventory, if you will. Well, I don't know inventory management is really not what this would do, right? But they're recon operation, or their how quickly they can get their cars ready.
Yeah, so I mean, most GMs are not in it every day. We have certain reports, monitoring reports, what we call them, which are like what cars are in recon and how long are they in each department, where are they getting stuck. So we tell them, for example, you know, this car has been at the body shop for like a month and a half now. So that's something you want to know about, because it's still in recon and it's like affecting your average time a car spends in recon, right? Like if you look at your overall averages. So, you know, you have a couple of those and that's going to mess up your entire, you know, performance numbers, right?
Sure.
So those reports that go out every day, we also send a rolled up or a summarized version of it. So they can see like, okay, I have 23 cars in recon. It's taking an average of 10 days, for example. So they can then drill into it and see, okay, what are those cars, those 23 cars, which are they? And then they're like, oh, yeah, okay, I know this car. We know about it. Oh, yeah, this car I know about. Well, what's going on with this one? And so those Monday morning meetings, they bring that report with them and they have those conversations.
So would you say that your system helps the people that need to know certain information? Would you say it helps them get that information in a timely manner where they can get stuff done? Or is it something that I have to constantly be logging in? Because the other thing that I worry about whenever I talk about solutions like this is we've done an internal study at DT Vendor Management Solution where the average dealership has at any given time 12 to 17 portals open on their computer, right? 12 to 17. That's a lot of places I need to go to every single day to get information between CRM, DMS, inventory management software, whatever they use for their You know, it could be their payroll system or how they you know, pay, HR tools, vendor tools. I mean, there's just a lot. And sometimes it can just be another tool that's added that, okay, well, you know, it's cool. It's the shiny object syndrome. Like, yeah, I think that this is going to help. But then when you really get it, it's like, okay, I have to, it's just, you know, it's just sometimes it's just not convenient because I got to go to four different places to put this information together to actually take some action. And that's just time consuming. And the reality is that a lot of these folks just don't have, with everything going on in their day to day, like that's just another thing that they have to put on their plate. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I think you're almost, you know, asking me questions that help me talk about all the features we have, because we do actually worry about that. Right. And you're absolutely correct. So the way that we have it today is if it's something where you want an update, you can set up monitors, like I was saying earlier, or we will reach out to you when we need, like I said, your attention, right? So if things get assigned to you, if things fall behind, like we'll notify you. So you don't have to be in the portal checking it to see if you are green, yellow, or red. You know, we'll tell you when you turn yellow, when you turn red, or when work gets assigned to you, which is green, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll tell you those things actively and, you know, proactively. So you don't have to worry about checking it all the time. The other thing we noticed was, you know, why have I even need a tab open if you're just looking for updates? So we actually have a browser extension. We call it Recon Link. And that's something you can offer to your BDC department, to your salespeople. And they don't need to log into Simple Recon. They could be on any website, your own dealer website. You know, and when they hover over the VIN, it will give them a quick summarized version of where the car is in Recon. So
wow.
If you have, if you have a customer that calls in and says, hey, I'm looking at this car on your website, I don't see any photos, right? The BDC rep opens the website, looks at the car, hovers over the VIN number and sees, oh yeah, you know what? It's in service. And then they know, okay, if it's a service, you know, you can schedule them for later, you know, a couple of days, you could set up a demo for them. So the BDC rep doesn't need to have logged into Simple Recon, like that doesn't make sense, but they still want to know what's going on with Recon, right? Your sales team, we can send them a report every day that says these cars are coming to frontline, like these just came on the lot, like they're just done with Recon. So, you know, and everybody knows how salespeople love the newest car on the block, you know, and they will get that engagement. So even your sales teams, you know, engaged by knowing what's coming up. So we've done things to make it so they don't have to log into Simple Recon. And we also have a mobile app, which is like in three clicks, you can move the car to the next department or pass the baton, so to say, and move on. So we've also made it so, because one of the things we learned, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago is technicians hate technology. You know, like you know, they like to work on cars, they hate phones. And, you know, so we said, how can we make it so if they had to update the system, make it as painless as possible? So when they log in, all they see is their cars that they are working on, and they click on the car and they move it to the next step and they hit save. Like that's all they need to do. So, you know, that makes it so they'll still probably hate it, but not hate it as much, I guess.
Yeah, no, there's a couple of things there that I want to expand on, but that last piece about technicians is, you know, I just, that's hilarious. So one thing you said that caught my ear is you talked about the ability, let me try to understand this, unpack it and let me know if I'm understanding this correctly, but if I heard you correctly, there's a browser extension that you can put,
yes, sir,
that you can download or whatever. And then this is going to tell you, as you're on your website, you hover over the VIN and it'll tell you where the vehicle is in the process. In the process of what? Just reconditioning? In the process of getting frontline? Like, I'm just curious because one thing is to get the vehicle reconditioned, okay, but then it needs to be detailed, it needs to be photoed, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. So anything and everything that we have in all the steps that they are tracking, we can show that. But that's, you know, it depends on the dealer's process. So if they're tracking, but to your question, yes, we could tell them if it's in detail. We could tell them if it's working on waiting on photos, then they can schedule it for the same day. We could tell them, hey, you know, this is just in transit. It's not here yet. And, you know, I should mention that that information is secured behind a login. So even if a customer downloads the extension, like a buyer cannot see the details unless they have a login to your account.
Sure, no,
so
I want to of course. Yeah, that.
No, that, you know, it is obvious, sense. But still, I wanted to bring that out there. You know,
I'm just curious because of this. I'm thinking from the sales side, like it's super advantageous as a BDC rep or even as a salesperson. Because what's happening right now is dealerships are putting all their inventory on their website, and that inventory is in all these different places. So you don't know how far out that vehicle is to frontline. I think shoppers, because we forget that this hasn't just been 2 weeks; this has been 3 years of this kind of experience. And so what's happening? The customers go to the website and they're not even impacted by stock images as much as they once were. Is what I'm finding out. Like I'm seeing a lot of these stock image cars generate sometimes more leads than the cars that are actually at the dealership that are photoed. Because I think the customer has gotten accustomed to like, I'm probably going to have to order this car. Maybe the car is in transport and the dealership doesn't have it yet. And all these different things that have kind of been the way that customers have been shopping for the past few years. And so having that information readily available is huge, right? Being able to tell that customer where it is in that process so that you don't miss the opportunity or that customer ends up going somewhere else, it would be extremely advantageous. My concern with stuff like that is how accurate it's going to be, because unless you have, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the way that I foresee this working in your system, maybe it's different, would be somebody at the other end of the tool needs to be inputting the process of where that vehicle is in every step. So it's human input, and we know how that goes, right? Garbage in, garbage out sort of a deal. So I forgot, I didn't put it in the system. Then the car shows here, but it's really over there, and that could create issues too. Is it something like that, or is it something a little bit more sophisticated? Like I've seen some stores have like scanning systems like Amazon does with the little, they scan their vehicles depending on which, you know, process the vehicle is to frontline. Like, I'm just trying to understand what that, I want to give to the audience what that process is like, because the more automation and the less potential for human error, the more you can trust the information, right?
Yeah. So what we found, right, is if we ask a dealer to spend all that money in setting up that automated infrastructure, there is an overhead, right? And then you start dealers saying, you know what, I like it, but I don't care about it. Like, it's like, they want it. They would love it if it was free, right? So if I say, well, it's going to be $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 to implement that, then they're like, well, I don't know if I really want it, right? So what we've done is we'll try to simplify it. Simplify it as in we can make it so you scan a QR code or a barcode inside the physical location on your way out. And you already know the car you are moving. So you just say, okay, I'm moving this there. And you just scan two barcodes and you can update progress. It still has to be done manually. We are partnered with like InTouch, which is a pastime product. They provide like GPS location for inventory that the dealer has. So we partnered with them to provide them like physical location of inventory as it's going through recon. And it also acts as a revenue center for the dealer if they sell those GPS devices, right? So we're doing what we can without adding more cost for the dealer.
Right.
If a dealer came to us and said, hey, man, listen, we don't care. We'll pay you or we have another provider. Can you work with them? We are actively doing that already. So
yeah, but I'm sorry. I just want to make sure that I want to make sure that I asked the question correctly. So I understand that at that level, there's going to have to be some sort of manual input, no question. But is it somebody having to keystroke things in or just, you know, scan something? Because the keystroking is my concern. Like if I have to log into Simple Recon and then enter all this information versus just scanning something, that's what I was referring to.
I see. Okay. So they can scan it, or we've taken it even like a dumb it down or a easier option, which is to just tap it, in the sense that you could on the because even when you scan, you have to use a mobile app somewhere, right?
Sure, of course.
So you can scan it, or you can just tap what, because you already know. So in Simple Recon, you can set it up so your technicians only see their cars, not the whole process, right? So when the technician logs in, the technician's already seeing his four cars that he's assigned to. And at that point, all he has to do is click one of the cars and move it to the next step. He can scan the car's VIN number and then scan the barcode and move it along that way. But I think it still takes him more time to scan than to just tap.
Right.
Okay. So, but yeah, no keyboard, no keystrokes necessary on either of those.
Got it. All right, cool. I mean, yeah, if the less inputting of data and the more, boom, scan this or maybe barcode it with your phone or stuff like that, the better, the smoother the process is going to be, because I don't have to go in there, log in, type the VIN, the car, where, you know what I mean? So that's...
Oh, yeah. No, they don't have to type anything in. We're, you know, of course, we can scan the VIN number and decode it and all that. We can also, you know, we're already integrated with data providers, so we automatically get inventory that the dealer buys. As soon as they buy it, it shows up in our system. So we already have all of that in place, you know. So that's... Perfect. Like, they don't have double entry, if that's what you were alluding to, for sure.
Got it. Okay, cool. Love it. So here's another question, and, you know, I don't know. I'm just trying to think about questions that a dealership would ask if they were doing a demo. Every time I have people like you on the show, I like to just kind of answer all those questions, so that if somebody were to reach out to you because they saw the podcast, they're doing it because all of these, you know, they're pretty much, you know, very interested, because some of these questions that they potentially have are already answered. And one of the questions that comes to mind is, how does this integrate with the DMS system? How does it integrate with your inventory management system, like Viato, for instance?
So we're integrated into Viato. We are tied in, so we automatically get their inventory into our system. Most dealers, they already have a platform for doing their estimates and things like that. So they write up the ROs in that platform. We do offer them a way to synchronize, if you want to call it that, the data, so they get a copy of it in Simple Recon. And so they can see, for example, what the total was. But they've, you know, most often that they don't care. And what they did, they can also look at the breakdowns in Simple Recon of the services that were quoted up.
Nice.
Now, you know, that generally what we found is they would rather do the inspection and quote out the services within Simple Recon itself. So we have the ability to build out custom forms, condition reports if you wanted it, inspection forms if you wanted them. And then as they're going through it, as they're doing the inspection, they identify an issue. They can select the services that they want to quote out for. And then when they quote those services out, they, you know, the people responsible for approving the services get notified saying, hey, these services need to be reviewed. You know, they have been requested, and they can specify if it's required or if it's recommended, like tire tread. You know, it may be recommended, but it's not required. Then they can specify that as they're filling out the form. You know, one tire, two tires, four tires, they can specify that as well. So those kind of things. So when they build the estimate, it's automatically all populated for them, and they can attach photos, things like that, along with it.
Right on. Very cool. All right, yep. Man. So another thing that comes to mind is, and this is probably more, I don't know if prevalent is the right word, but more common in the past couple of years because of just kind of where things have been. But what about when a dealer's outsourcing work? Does your system play any role in that at all? Or
yes.
Okay. How does that work?
So in our system, we call them users, and it's an employer. It can be a vendor, either or, right? Now, if you're outsourcing a part of the process or the entire process, that's depending on the dealership. So if you're, let's say, outsourcing part of the process. So let's say, I think I mentioned it earlier, right? Let's say you're sending work to a body shop that's not within the dealership. Or let's say you have a PDR department that's in-house, but a windshield guy who comes in once a week, right? So what you can do is you can get all of them set up in the system. The windshield person only sees the windshield work and only when that work is there for them. So they don't go look at the service manager and be like, hey man, what do you want me to work on today? They already know, they have a report every morning that says these cars at this store need a windshield. And so when they come in, they already know what they need to do. They get to work, right? And you can also time them. So if you have somebody who is, let's say, a photo vendor who's coming to your lot every other day, and you tell them, hey, man, I need you to be here more often. And they're like, well, why? Well, this gives you the data. Listen, man, my cars are sitting waiting for photos for 3-4 days on average because your guys aren't here when they're supposed to. Well, you have the data to back that up versus I think so, right?
Right on. Okay.
So, yeah. No, and we've explored working with detailing agencies to integrate directly into their platform even. So that's something we are actively exploring integrations with other vendors that are involved in the recon process. So we can push work to their platform. So again, I'm just using as an example, let's say a dent wizard, right? So they do dents and dings and all that. Now, they have their own system that the dealer has to go log into to order work, right? Instead, we would love to integrate with somebody like that, that says, listen, we have our own platform and we know how to do things on our end, but can we avoid, or can we help the dealer not have to do double entry? And that's something that, you know, we're looking into doing with other partners as well.
Right on. So let me ask you, let's kind of move on a little bit and talk about, let's think big here and let's think about the future for a minute. Like, if I were to ask you, how do you see, because, I mean, one thing that's happening right now, and, listen, maybe it's just because I'm a part of this industry, but I feel like the automotive industry is in such an accelerated pace. I mean, not just because of the pandemic, not because of, you know, digital retailing and the, you know, as we're moving closer to, consumers transitioning, because I feel we're at the verge of that transition when customers are going to start to purchase more digitally. I mean, look at the news that was just released yesterday, I believe, where Amazon is going to allow people to buy cars directly on their platform, and they're going to start with Hyundai as of 2024. I mean, that's huge. That's one of the things that I've been concerned about for the past couple of years. You know, my biggest concern is the Carvana-Amazon partnership, right? So if that, I'm not saying that that's happening or anything, but, you know, if something like that were to happen, that's, you know, that could be problematic. But with everything that's happening and the fast pace that we're going with things, if I were to ask you, what's the big picture for Simple Recon at a 5-year pace or a 1-year pace or whatever? Like, if you were to look into the future, you have your system now, but, you know, as a software development company, I don't know, I'm just assuming, but my goal would be, yeah, my product would never be finished, right? My product would always be evolving, and I would always be thinking about, where is this product going to be and how is it going to help my customers from where they are today to where things are transitioning in the future? So if you were to give me that vision, what would you say is the biggest play that you guys are working on, or the big picture that you guys are working towards?
So let me first start with what I think about, you know, selling cars online, like new cars, right? So I think new cars is different compared to used cars, because in used cars, there's so many different knobs that a dealer can pull.
I don't think Amazon is going to allow selling used cars on their platform.
So then there will be the industry for used cars, and then there will still be process management there. But to your question about where do I see, you know, Simple Recon 5 years from now? So we're already looking at, you know, offering a service module. So we're already doing all the work needed for internal pay. So we're already doing inspections. We're already doing, you know, quoting. We're already communicating. So we're saying, well, why can't we just, we're doing everything we need to, but we're just communicating internally. Why don't we also go out and start talking to dealers, right? Mm-hmm. Or to customers. So we're working on, the next phase would be offering a service CRM to our customers, you know, that.
Ooh, I like that concept. Huh.
Gets them right, you know, because they're doing it. So then they don't have to worry about jumping between platforms. You know, we already do photos and videos for services that are being quoted out. so we can communicate that out to customers. We already have a lot of that technology built, right? So a service CRM is one. That's still a tool. We're also looking at how can we make Simple Recon also be a lead generation tool. So if you know, by the way, if you know somebody in telephony, you know, when you call a dealership and we hear that your call is important to us, please wait. What if they heard, hey, did you know this car just came on the market? You know, we got all these things done and, you know, would you like to schedule a demo? So while they're listening to that stupid music, they can say, you know what, press one if you would like to hear more or set up a call, then we can call you back.
Let's build that company. I like that concept. That's dope.
Right. So we're doing that. We're also doing where, you know, same thing on the website. You know how you have those, I think it's Car Gurus has like great deal, great price, whatever, right? Have a sticker that says, you know, coming online in 3 days, 4 days, whatever. And then they can, a customer can say, or a prospect can say, email me when it's ready, right? So now you converted that into a lead gen tool. So because dealers love when they figure out how to make money. They're not so much focused on saving money, which is, again, it's changing now, but their primary focus always has been, is it going to help me sell cars?
Sure.
So we're focusing on, okay, we could help you sell more cars this way. So, we're partnering with Unified Brands, which does in-store digital displays, right? So they do televisions, and we'll partner with them to say, listen, as soon as a car comes online, we can put that photo inside of your service department and say, hey, this car just came online. You have a $1,500 bill. You want to check out this car, do a test drive. So we can do those things. And that's what we're looking at, is how can we help dealers sell more and manage that process, right? So we're still managing process, which is our bread and butter, but then how can we take it a step further and add more value for our dealers as well as our vendor partners?
Yeah, no, for sure. And I like that. A couple of things you said there that I really like. I like the overall vision there, but the service CRM, I think it's dope. I also just want to clarify, when I talked about the Amazon Carvana marriage, I'm not saying that Carvana is going to sell their used cars on Amazon. I don't think that that's the play. I think the play is that Amazon is going to, it can potentially get the OEM relationship with inventory, and then Carvana has the boots on the ground distribution logistics game. So that's why I said that concerns me. The other thing is, I like your phone call company idea, dude. There's something there. I think that's super cool. If nobody's doing that, like, somebody should look into that.
That just blows my mind. And with technology today, it's easily doable.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Like, you're already on hold. You got the customer. I mean,
it's you, already, think of,
you
have their
you
phone
have
number.
Their ear, man. Like, I mean, like, that's that's pretty good, man. I like that. But I, you know, overall, I like the fact that, you know, my concern is that I feel like, and I don't know, you know, I hope people don't, like, take this the wrong way. I'm not trying to kind of downplay the importance of, you know, like, all of these solutions and all the stuff that's available to us in the world that we live in today. But I feel like a lot of the stuff that we're using right now, it has an air of, it's going to be kind of obsolete in the next 5 years, in my opinion. I just truly believe that we're at a verge of a major shift. I mean, Tesla, if I look at that as a technology piece, like, it's doing things that are kind of crazy. And then you take, like I said, I think that the biggest seed that was planted during the past 3 years is it opened up decision makers to try things. It opened up curiosity and the ability to take risk. I think a lot of decision makers are open now more than ever to try a lot of different things and get creative and think outside the box. And so I think that, you know, you're going to see more companies trying to come up with single point solutions that can address everything for the dealership from A to Z. And honestly, I kind of think that that's needed. And I go back to the platform thing, right? So when you have to have 12 to 17 different platforms open to run your operation, that's highly, highly inefficient. Think about it. Every time you go get information, you're just getting a fraction, and then you have to tie that in with another fraction from another place and try to kind of filter out the stuff that really matters. That's why that's what I tell the stores that do business with DT Vendor Management Solution is we're a filter, right? Because we go into all these different places and we extract the information that matters and we make that available to the dealership in one view so that they don't have to bounce around from all these different places. And I think that the solutions of the future are going to be are going to try to achieve a single point, everything, you know, you can run pretty much your whole operation with this system.
And I think I agree with you there, right? Is that you will have the reporting will be centralized in terms of like your operational oversight. But then to me, I think there will still be individual vendors who are really good at what they do. And so your team, for example, may use individual products. But like, so if I'm in service, I may use two different products from service that help me do my job efficiently. But then they will integrate into this centralized reporting platform. There are other big players out there that offer that, but they are 3-4 times what it should really cost, right?
Sure.
So
yeah, no. Anyways, dude, thank you so much for doing this, man. I really appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun. I do want to give you the opportunity to tell us how we can connect with you. Also, I know that you're going to have a special offer for everybody that listened to this podcast that wants to try your product. So why don't you go ahead and tell folks what that offer is going to be? By the way, just for the audience, I just put him on the spot because we didn't talk about an offer or anything, but now he's going to have to come up with something. So you're welcome.
So, you know, absolutely, Herb. So for us, if you want to learn more about Simple Recon and its products and its features, you can check out simplerecon.com. We do offer a 30-day trial that lets you try out the full system. And if you want, what we'll do is we'll give you an additional 30 days. If you want to use 60 days for the trial, or, you know, we can give you a 20% off your monthly subscription. And maybe I should mention we don't have term contracts. It's month to month after the trial. If you choose to not continue out the trial, you're in no obligation to do so. And we'll do another 20% off of the price.
Okay, so let me recap that for everybody. Okay, folks, you're going to get 30 days, which they offer to everybody. But on top of that, you're going to get an additional 30 days. So now you have it for 60 days and 20% off your bill, right? Is that the offer?
I said or, but I'll do and.
Okay. And there you go. Smit, my man. So there you go, folks. You're welcome. Try it out. Like, listen, the system is dope. I've done a bunch of demos. Like, it's really, really good. You won't regret it. And again, it's going to help you. Now more than ever, speed to frontline is key. That's your biggest advantage in the market that we have right now. So, dude, thanks again, man. There is one question that we ask everybody that comes on the show, and that question is, where do you see the automotive industry headed in the next 5 years and why?
5 years, I think we will see a downturn in volume just because of the way interest rates and prices are. I think it's going to keep moving along. My bigger fear is in the next 15-20 years when we get self-driving cars, how will the market change then? That's what I'm really curious about. And if car ownership will still be as prevalent then as it is today.
There you have it, folks. Smit Shaw, Simple Recon. Check it out. Go to the show notes. We're going to put a bunch of links there for the trial, for the company, so you can connect with Smit. Like, I'm telling you, you will not regret it. And best of all, you get to try it absolutely free. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. That's all we have for today. And as usual, we'll talk later.